from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
She would turn with me to the Gospel according to St. Mark. And I want to call your attention to the 14th chapter. And I want to lift verses 10 and 11. This is our base scripture. However, we'll be pulling up other scriptures to fill in the blanks. Amen. And the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to Mark. And verses 10 and 11. Everybody got it? Say amen. Anybody still looking? Say, wait a minute. All right, everybody with me. And we'll find in the 14th chapter of Mark, verses 10 and 11 says, then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priest to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. So he sought how he might conveniently betray him. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priest to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. So he sought how he might conveniently betray him. The grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. God our Father, we thank you now for this moment, and we pray in the name of Jesus that you will allow your Holy Spirit to move freely in our midst. Grant us a fresh and powerful anointing of your Spirit, and in that anointing grant us preaching power. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise. It is in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priest to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. So he saw how he might conveniently betray him. Some years ago, a good while ago, when I was a little boy coming up, during the the doo-wop area, there was a group called the Platters. Some of y'all remember them. And they had a hit song entitled The Great Pretender. Amen. A lot of you, some of y'all remember that. The Great Pretender. And so this morning, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk from that subject, the Great Pretender. And let me begin by saying that our text is about a man by the name of Judas Iscariot, one of the original 12 disciples of Jesus Christ, who was without a doubt the most notorious and the most vilified of all of the disciples. He was a man who failed as a disciple, but he was most successful as a hypocrite. He was the great pretender. And so it is my prayer this morning that the Lord would use the lesson from this man's life to cause us to look deep within our souls, lest we also be found to be only pretenders. And so let's consider, if you will, the great pretender this morning, because believe it or not, there are pretenders all around us. There are pretenders on the job, in our relationship, and especially in the church. Because on the job, some pretend to have your best interest at hand, only for you to find out that because of jealousy, they're trying to bring you down in order to take your place. Many pretend to be your friend, only to one day betray you and stab you in the back. But even worse, there are many pretenders like Judas in the church of God. I'm talking about folk who seem to be genuine Christians, but they are only pretending. They'll make you think that they have the good of the church at the forefront of their agenda, while in reality, they're only trying to gain some personal advantage and power. Because in reality, they are only pretenders who are camouflaging their hypocrisy by being busy in church activity and the like. But now, they may fool some of the people some of the time, but let me tell you, you can't fool the Lord at any time. Are you with me? Because the Lord, knew before he chose Judas that Judas would betray him into the hands of the enemy. And in the same way, he knows every pretender in the church of God, because we can't fool God. You might fool me, you might fool somebody else, but you can never fool God. But now, we don't know much about Judas from the biblical record other than his name, Judas, which is in the Greek rendering of the Old Testament, Judah. Now, Judah was the son of Jacob and the father of the largest and the most dominant of all the tribes of Israel. But now, his surname tells us something about where he came from, because the word Iscariot is derived from the Hebrew word Ish, meaning man, and Cariot, referring to the town of Cariath. Now, it said that Cariath was a humble farming town located about 23 miles south of Jerusalem. But however, Judas stands out as proof that having been brought up in a humble place with a godly heritage is not enough to save one's soul. In other words, having Christian parents cannot guarantee that you will be saved. Why? Because there must be a conscious turning from sin and unbelief to embrace the gospel message by faith. In other words, there must be a life-changing, soul-saving, personal encounter with Jesus Christ, because there is no salvation by proxy, meaning you can be raised in a godly home and in a godly environment, but if you never receive Jesus as your personal Savior, you will be like Judas. You'll be in the church most of your life, probably doing good things, active in auxiliaries and the like, but you'll still be lost. And that's why Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 22, he said, "Not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter in." He goes on to say that on judgment day, many will say to me, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied, or have we not preached in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and perform many miracles in your name?" But Jesus said, "I will say to them, I never knew you. Get away from me, ye that worketh iniquity." And so, in spite of the fact that Judas had been with Jesus and the other disciples 3 years, he was never saved. Although, like the other disciples, according to Mark 3 and 14, Judas was chosen to be with the Lord. And
imagine that every day Judas and the other disciples witnessed the character and the compassion of Christ. They heard his words and they saw his works, because every miracle, every parable, every sermon, every single act of compassion was designed by Jesus to reveal his identity to his men. Well, 11 of them got the message, but Judas never did. But now some folks today have a hard time with the idea that Judas could live with Jesus for over 3 years and still not believe in Christ. And yet we see the same thing happening around us all the time, because people sat in the church for a long time under the word of God, the preaching of the gospel, the prayer of the people, and the clear evidence of the Lord's saving power in the lives of those around them, and still some of those in the church would die and go to hell. What a tragedy. But please, I beg you, don't let that happen to you this morning. So while Judas was a failure as a disciple, he was most successful a hypocrite of all times. Help me out, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, are you for real? And so with those thoughts in mind, I want to preach about Judas Iscariot this morning, using for a subject, the great pretender. And so doing, I want to you to see Judas and his problem, Judas and his plan, and Judas and his punishment. First of all, let's consider Judas and his problem. Well, first of all, like everyone else who followed Jesus, Judas thought that Jesus had come to do the work of the Messiah. They saw his miracles, his power over demons, Satan, and nature. They heard the way he taught and saw the way he lived, and they believed he was the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies concerning the Messiah. Like the rest, Judas, yes, was expecting Jesus Christ to overthrow Rome and break the yoke of Roman oppression. He thought Jesus would deliver Israel, establish a restored kingdom in Israel, and richly reward his followers. But it became apparent to Judas that Jesus was not going to do those things, and so Judas became disillusioned with the Lord. And so while the other disciples slowly began to understand that Jesus was the Messiah who would accomplish his mission in a way that they could not grasp, yet Judas never came to that understanding. But you know, I wonder why he stayed with the Lord. Well, I think he was looking for a way to use Jesus to make himself rich. Remember, Judas kept the money. He was the treasure, and he kept the money that they collected as they traveled from place to place. And the Bible said that he was stealing part of the money. But now, although part of Judas' problem began with his confusion of the identity and the ministry of Jesus, he still was a hypocrite. He still was a pretender. Although some would have us believe that Judas betrayed the Lord in an effort to force the hand of Christ to go to war and overthrow the enemies of Israel, but that flies in the face of the word of God, because the Bible says, according to John 13:27, that when Judas had eaten the bread, Satan entered into him. And so whatever Judas thought, Satan assumed that Jesus' death would end his mission and thwart God's plan. But Dr. John MacArthur reminds us that Judas and his life teach us two basic things. Number one, it is possible, my brothers and sisters, to be near Jesus and to associate with him closely and still be lost.
It is our hope that you were blessed by Pastor's message. Join us at our regular service weekly at 808 Anacoco Street, Leesville, Louisiana, or phone us at 337-238-4954. May God bless and keep you until we meet again. It's gone.
gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio
be all right.
At 88.